At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
All right, it's about that time.
Let's do it, buddy.
If you want to watch three people scream at each other,
yep,
and then in unison turn on people on the phone, log on to the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, or Twitch, The Break Room, WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. You're hanging out in The Break Room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, it's 9 o'clock. It is Tuesday. It is time for everyone's favorite Break Room game, where they want it.
Mm-hmm.
No time for me to do the song this week. If you've never heard this segment before, here's how it works. Kimmy's got a post from the neighborhood apps. You folks send them to Kimmy. I had multiple men this weekend reach out to me asking for Kimmy's email because they didn't want to slide into her Instagram DMs. Did you get that email, Kimmy?
I did.
Okay.
I did. Yep.
Kimmy reads the post out loud. She removes street names and town references.
Yeah, yeah.
So we don't just give it away.
Right.
But if you listen.
Listen.
There are enough little clues left.
Yeah.
Where you should be able to figure out what town, village, neighborhood in the city of Rochester it came from, where they wind.
Yeah, don't jump.
You got it. We have a winner from last week.
Yep.
Corey. He is sitting in Ben's gaping hole this morning.
Oh, soft boy in Ben's hole.
Ew. You always take it a little too
far. I know.
That's my job.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Kimmy, let's do the damn thing.
Hi, neighbors. I've never posted on here before, so let me introduce myself. My name is, we'll call her Barbara.
Okay.
I'm 62 years young, single, and an empty nester looking to start a new hobby. As a child, I was really into dance classes, from tap and ballet to disco. I did it all, even disco. Well into my 20s. Unfortunately, after having kids, I put that activity on pause and never returned to it. Well, now I'd like to change that. That's why I think the next thing I'd like to try is swing dancing. I think it would be fun and another way to get in some much needed exercise. Can any of you help with a special request? I'm seeking a regular dance partner to participate in this with me. You don't have to be an expert in swing, but some prior dance experience would be helpful. I don't want to jump right into it without taking some classes first. I know blank hosts some classes a couple times a month just for this. To clarify, I'm not trying to date you. Of course, there are dating apps for that. Haha. This is a more casual request. Think of it like a recreational sport type of thing. We are our own team. It doesn't have to be a major commitment, just an excuse to get out of the house every once in a while.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What are you hearing?
Well, first of all, I'm hearing a lonely woman that let herself go.
You're going to regret everything you're saying.
And now she ain't got no man.
Okay.
So now she's trolling for some love. And okay. She's using this dance class for a little, like, smoke screen.
She made it very clear she's not looking for a romantic
partner. No. I mean, the fact that you have to say tells me.
If she didn't say, you'd be like, oh, you want it. You know you want
she's
it.
She's looking for a dance club crank. So my question is, where are they cranking?
Where are they cranking, Tommy?
Oh, they cranking on the east side. She's looking for some rec hall romance.
Where?
Oh, she's hanging out in Webster. Oh, yeah.
What, do they? Webster? Of all of the towns?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right off of Salt Road, where it gets real salty.
Oh. Well, you're going to regret everything you just said.
Why?
This is my world. I live this world. My daughter does competitive ballroom dance.
Yeah, but she's a kid.
My wife does Ooh. Ballroom dance.
Ooh. Yeah.
Including swing. As an,
but she didn't let herself go. And she's not widowed or without a man.
My mother.
Do you think she let herself go?
My mother also.
Now you're on the right track.
Wow. Wow. My mother also started taking dance lessons.
Oh, I bet she did.
She did. She started taking dance lessons,
she's
just like what
cha-cha.
This
cha-cha.
Woman is describing. Swing, cha-cha, cha-cha, all these things.
She does the tango, the forbidden dance.
All right, so there's one town we can eliminate right off the bat, because anyone who lives in this town is aware that they can go to this place and just take classes, period.
But but you pay for that.
Oh, yeah, you're not kidding.
The reason you know that guy's name.
This seems more West Side that she wants to go to like a community center to do it. Because I don't know of any adult dance classes, like businesses on the West Side. Unless I'm wrong.
Yeah.
They wine it in Greece.
Oh, my God. You take the biggest goddamn bird.
It was there for you.
I wasn't feeling West Side.
Okay. So I am. So I'm taking Greece.
This what seems a like a very bit.
No, it's a very Greece thing, right? Like it's a, you know,
dancing,
a woman
loneliness.
Looking to meet new people. It's a very innocent, like older woman thing to go do, swing dance. It's not even like the sexy dance. Swing. Is swing sexy?
Yeah.
I guess swinging. It could be.
Everything's swinging
is
around.
That what, is that swing? Is that swing?
Like
that
if you're dancing with a man, his penis is swinging right up against you. That's why they call it swing. You can't swing without moving your penis.
I didn't know we were loading up on the creep cap during this bit.
I'm sorry. Just trying to help you out.
Greece. You know, you help nobody ever in the history of your life. The phone number is 252 to be
so some Greece swinging crank.
Yeah, no, I think this is a woman in Greece that's just trying to look for a fun hobby, and you're being a dick about it.
That's I think she's I looking think. For love, but I just see it differently.
That says a woman not looking for love. Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There was one rule and one rule.
What's that?
You get to pick one town.
Yeah.
If we pick up the phone, if somebody says the town you were going to pick before you get on the air, you got two options. You can either A, hang up the phone, try again next week. We will not be mad at you. Yeah. Or pick a different town.
Okay, take a run out.
If we pick up the phone and you say, I was going to say that, but then I went, even if you do it in like a swing music, singy-songy way.
With your swinging penis.
You have been disqualified, and the commissioner has all final say. Are we ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
252-WCMF, let's kick it off with Caleb. Caleb, were they whining?
They are whining in Gates.
Okay, that's terrible. That's a terrible pick.
You have a terrible pick. Your pick always sucks. You haven't won in 8 months.
I grew up in Gates. I did win. I got unfairly disqualified. I grew up in Gates. I don't know what they.
You really disqualified.
I don't know, like the range of activities they offer for the elderly, like the older set in Gates.
But they had those community centers and stuff.
Yeah,
there,
but
right?
I always.
But it's neighborly person, and I think Gates is one of the more neighborly towns of the West Side. There are exceptions to every rule, and you are the exception to it.
All right, great. Always great talking to Caleb. Great talking. Bye, Caleb. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Woody. Woody, where are they whining?
They are cranking in the coit.
I hate this so much.
I'm so jealous I didn't think of it.
Craig in the court. Yeah, well, how about we have Woody come in and do your job so maybe we get some funny out of somebody?
Oh, now you like Woody.
Why? No, I still hate Woody. Woody, why are you on the court?
The same reasons why you picked Greece, basically. You know, there's not enough community centers offering what they want, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Plus, I think that Tommy might be onto something. She might be looking for romantic. That's why she's playing a little hard to get,
because
everyone knows. The coit is for lovers.
Put that on a t-shirt, sell the rock show.
Lovely sunsets up that way.
Woody, thanks for the call, buddy. I do find it funny what's happening right now. Mm. And let's keep this in mind, because we can bunch regionally. We can also bunch idea-wise.
Oh, right? We have idea bunching.
Well, no, because like we're all picking towns that we are thinking of like lonely old women.
Right.
Right? And I guess we all have ideas in our head.
Where the most lonely old women would be.
Yes, but let's keep in mind, every town has lonely old women. Every single town. Every neighborhood in the city has lonely old women.
Yeah, but you got to be a woman that you outlived your husband, right?
No, she could be divorced.
You could do that,
my,
too.
My dad's still very much alive. My mom taking dance lessons.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good point.
And again, this woman is not that old in the grand scheme of things. She's younger than you, you stupid bitch.
Yeah, but for a woman to be 62 is rough.
All right, let's talk to a woman who sounds like she has an older name. And okay. I mean that with all due respect. 252-WCMF. Donna, where are they whining?
They are whining in the dink section. They are whining in Southwest.
Dink, double income, no kids.
Oh, I haven't heard of that term.
Yes.
Why
that's
Southwest?
Where they're whining.
So you wait. Hold on. If she had double income, no kids, she would already have a dance partner, Donna.
Yeah, she's lonely.
Yeah, but it's just the dink section. Maybe she just doesn't have the double part, but she definitely has the South Wedge energy.
So she's a sink.
Swing dancing neighborhood.
South Wedge energy.
Well, I think South Wedge. I think people my age, yeah. Donna. Am I missing something?
It's a bunch of hipsters.
No. I live there. Yeah.
Oh, Donna's got inside information. She's a city Donna.
Yes. And they do swing dancing in South Wedge. Yeah.
I mean, it kind of makes sense.
What happened to the Wedge, man? It used to be cool.
You never went down there even when it was cool.
You used
cool.
to go down there all
we
the
know,
time.
We know a young person that swing, or didn't she swing dance?
Who are we talking about?
For a little bit?
Who?
Hope, down the hallway?
Yeah, she seems like someone who would swing dance. Yeah. Donna, thanks for the call. Okay, have a good rest of the day.
Or she at least tried it. I don't know if she did it regularly.
If I had to pick one person we worked with who would try swing dancing, it would be Hope 100% of the time.
Oh, I had Moose.
252-WCMF.
A lonely widow.
252-1966. He's got the tight pants.
Oh, he does.
Let's talk to Big Steve. Big Steve, where they whining, buddy?
Hey, good morning. I think after pondering for a while that it's in Brockport.
Why Brockport?
He's pondering.
Well, there's a lot of lonely people out here.
Are you one of them, Steve?
Yeah.
You got a lady?
No.
Steve, well, guess what? I just heard this post about a woman looking for a swing dance partner.
I don't know how to dance.
Well, that's why you go to lessons, stupid. You learn how to swing dance.
You just swing the penis up against it.
Stop with the penises.
That's what you got
to
do.
Don't give that advice.
Here we go. Here we go.
No, she'll do the rest for you, brother.
All right, Steve, how old are you, buddy?
I'm 64.
All right, bro, you're right in the age
bracket
here. You
got to go get after it, man.
Steve, I mean, look, you don't have to be athletic or in good shape or attractive. Like, they'll teach you what to do, and it's just an opportunity to meet new people. I think this should be a lane you explore.
Yeah. Maybe.
All right.
Go get you some.
Oh, that kind of enthusiasm. Steve, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. We're trying to get Steve laid.
I know,
lonely
man.
Out in Brockport.
And now that you have options when you're guys my age.
That's true.
Bro, they'll load you up.
What? I meant options as in activities to go do things.
Right. But before that, you blew up.
Well, you don't want to take a Viagra and swing dance. You're going to get a boner while swing dancing.
And she going to dig it. That's you know
gonna,
what? She going to like it, too.
That's going to cost you points in the competition. -5, boner. 252 WCMF. Let's sneak one more in here before we get a reread for the folks who are joining us. Let's talk to Cody. Cody, where are they whining, buddy?
When you do the Creep Cap Friday, you're just going to have to replay this entire segment.
Seriously.
I'm going to go with the armpit of Rochester, Pittsburgh.
Oh. Why Pittsburgh?
Ooh. So we need a neighborhood with older folks. We need a neighborhood with money. And Duffy, if you look across the room from you with the lazy boy and whatever the heck that glob is in it, you'll know that Pittsburgh also a neighborhood where people with money love to spend that money on useless dead-end hobbies that do nothing but offer a little bit of self-fulfillment.
Okay, so
like calling radio stations?
Yes, exactly.
All right, Cody, here's the problem. Pittsburgh has not won... But two,
yes.
Professional dance studios in which people take lessons. Mm-hmm. So this would not be a community situation in Pittsburgh. You would just go to one of those two places.
Yeah, and you got the bank for it.
I'm not even sure that Pittsburgh offers like community dance lessons based on how many dance adult studios there are in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, true.
How would you know that?
Because it's in my world, man. I told
you. Duffy? Are you cranking it in Pittsburgh every other night?
I'm cranking it wherever I can, buddy. Wherever I can.
That's illegal, sir.
All right. Well, not if you don't get caught. Cody, thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
252 WCMF, Kimmy, can we get a reread for the folks just joining
us? Sure can. Hi, neighbors. I've never posted on here before, so let me introduce myself. My name is, we're going to call her Barbara. I'm 62 years young, single, and an empty nester looking to start a new hobby. As a child, I was really into dance classes. From tap and ballet to disco, I did it all, even well into my 20s. Unfortunately,
can we pause right there? I'm sorry.
Well into my 20s.
What is well into your 20s? You're in your 60s.
She did disco well into her 20s.
And by the way, if she's 60 now.
Yeah, she was there for disco.
Well, no. 40 years ago would have been 85. Okay, I guess that still kind of works. A little late in there, Barbara. Go
ahead. She's the last one at the club.
She shut down 747.
Unfortunately, after having kids, I had to put that activity on pause and never return to it.
She got
well,
wild.
Now I'd like to change that. That's why I think the next thing I'd like to try is swing dancing. I think it would be fun and another way to get in some much-needed exercise. Can any of you help with a special request? I'm seeking a regular dance partner to participate in this with me. You don't have to be an expert in swing, but some prior dance experience would be helpful. I don't want to jump right into it without taking some classes first. I know blank hosts some classes a couple times a month just for this. To clarify, I'm not trying to date you. Of course, there are dating apps for that.
Sounds like the old show.
He's got time.
This is more of a casual request. Think of it like a recreational sport type of thing. We are our own team. It doesn't have to be a major commitment, just an excuse to get out of the house once in a while.
252 WCMF. Let's see here. Tommy is in Webster. I am in Greece. Caleb is in Gates. Woody says they're cranking in the coit. Donna, South Wedge resident, goes home, picking South Wedge. Big Steve, Lonely Steve.
Yeah.
Out in Brockport, 64 years old. He could be cranking.
Oh, yeah, easily.
He sounded a little hesitant. Cody is out in Pittsburgh, despite the fact that there are two, count of two, private adult dance studios. Let's talk to Armand. Armand, where are they whining, buddy?
Man, this a hard one. I'm stuck, torn between two towns. One is a city and the other is a suburb. But
one of his towns is the
one
city.
One thing about Barbara, I realized that she is looking for a little penis because she said, you know, you can come out just occasionally, you know, dating apps and all that, but she's still shooting her shot a little bit. So this lady is whining in Brighton just because she said, I'm an empty nester.
Okay.
And that's something like, you know, people on the west side don't say that. It's like, hey, I'm kid free. You know, so, you know, empty nester is like, yo, she either just like retired or her kid finally went to college or something, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
She got a lot of free time.
All right. How far are you, Armand, from getting into dance lessons?
Oh, way far. Like, hell nah. Won't be happening no time soon.
You say that. Remind me, you're married, right, Armand?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you just got married. Okay. So if your wife, 20 years from now, when your beautiful baby girl grows up and says, my dad's an idiot, I'm out of here. And she goes, let's go do dance lessons. You ain't going?
Hell nah.
Listen to this.
Bro,
I'm young and I'm cool and I'm tough and I do what I want.
they call me Twinkle Toes for a reason.
Yeah, I believe that. Armand, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252 WCMF. All right, let's rip through some calls here. Get everyone in we can.
Yeah, let her rip.
A woman who could definitely benefit from getting out of the house.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Her husband could benefit from that. Christine's on CMF. Christine, where are they whining?
They're whining in Henrietta.
Why Henrietta?
Because you whine in Henrietta, so it just makes sense.
Right to you, man. She stuck it to you.
Come on, Christine. Come
brutal.
On. Brutal.
And you're looking really nice. You're starting to look like Tommy. At least you're color coordinated today. That's nice.
Bro, she
looking
wants
like little twinsies.
She wants to swing dance all over you, bud. All over your knees.
Pat. They're just whining in Henrietta.
All right, we got you. Thank you, Christine. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Barber. Barber, where are they whining, buddy?
They're doing the Pastropedic Polka in Penfield.
Shut up, Barber. Why Penfield?
Because I saw an electronic sign on the 490 that told me so.
So they're pounding in the pen?
Shut up, everybody. Everybody leave the room.
Pen pounding?
I want privacy. I cannot deal with this anymore. Okay, Barber. We got Barber, you're a single guy, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, how old, how old are you?
Almost a Tommy, but not that quite.
Bro, this is right up your alley, man. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't get these guys.
You wouldn't do it. Shut up. Don't
get it. If I knew I was getting laid.
Well, there's no
If I'm home rubbing one out, and I know there's some like lonely honeys down there at the club, you're not going to go down there?
Well, no, it's not the
play...
club. It's the community center.
Well, that's our club.
Club community center.
It's called Ripples and Wrinkles.
Tommy, the whole Taylor's thing is over with now. It was great back in the day, but it's shot now.
It is amazing. You know, what you don't realize, you'll miss.
The place was classic.
Barber, thanks for the call, buddy. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're slammed with mics.
Oh, you know what to do.
You want Mike E or just plain Mike first?
Well, what do you do on a Saturday night? Flip a coin?
Let's start with plain Mike. Mike.
Heads or heads?
Mike, where they want it.
Oh, hey, kid, how are we doing this morning?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Not too much. I'm going to go with the Big C, Canandaigua.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Tommy's mom. Why Canandaigua?
You know, it's a step below Pittsburgh.
Okay. And, you know, okay. I don't want. How many world-class resorts they got in Pittsburgh other than where Tommy lives?
Well, there you go. You know, and they just put the boat away. She's bored. She's looking for some activity. You know. Okay. And she's looking for the Big C there. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call, Mike.
It ain't no Canandaigua, man.
Let's go with our second Mike. Mike E is on CMF. Mike, where are they whining?
I think that they are whining in the Park Ave area.
Why Park Ave?
I think it's got to be relatively close to the city. And also, this author didn't have to tell us her age. We could tell by how she wrote that.
Okay. Now you're just being a dick for no reason, Mike E. Very catty. Very catty. You having a rough day? Because this woman did not try to hurt you.
Yeah, really
just,
rough day.
She's looking to dance, Mike. She's looking to dance.
She's looking just for companionship. She's lonely.
Mike, you a single? You a single guy, Mike?
Nope.
No, you're married. How old?
I'm 40.
40 years old. Wife.
Yep.
Girlfriend, husband, yep. Boy. Okay, gotcha. All right. So let's say your wife comes to you and says, "Mike E, I would like to go do swing dance. Are you in on that?"
Yeah, I've done swing dance before.
Oh. So wait a minute.
He's got experience.
He comes in here with swing dance in his background, and he's going to run his mouth about Barbara and all she's looking at. You're a bad person, Mikey. You're a bad person.
I'm a horrible person. I fit right in.
Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, so do we not have Corey?
I don't think so. Let's take one more shot at it.
All right, we go.
Unless he slipped so far into that hole he can't hear.
Hello?
My little Jessica in the well.
For God's sakes.
She lived?
No, I know, but we're talking about Ben's hole.
Yeah. A deep, stinky hole.
Poor Jessica. All right. So, no Corey? All right. So, I'm going to give you the choice here to wrap it up since we do not have Corey in Ben's hole. Right. Do we want to talk to Steve or do you want to talk to Pete?
We don't get many Petes, do we?
We actually have a consistent caller named Pete, but that's fine.
Oh, three Pete. That's
we've gone with Pete. He's got the last word on CMF. Pete, where are they whining?
I'm going to go Hilton.
It's our boy, Pete. Why Hilton?
Because I think that it's too far out. I think you guys are all bunching in somewhere in towns where there's obvious swing lessons at the town halls.
Obvious. That's what the sign says. Obvious swing lessons today at Hilton.
Well, you even said that for freaking Pittsburgh. So Greek has a big town hall, and you pick the biggest suburb in the city.
Yeah. It just feels like a Greek thing. Again, just because it has more land doesn't mean it's more likely to hit, man.
That was your excuse for how many weeks, and you haven't hit, what did we hear, 8 months?
All right, Pete, well, we're going to go ahead and write it down for Hilton. Thanks for the call, buddy. He also picks a town directly connected to Greece. All right. Everybody on hold. We are out of time. I apologize. Here's where we're at.
What we got?
Tommy's in Webster.
Mm-hmm.
I am in Greece. Caleb is in Gates. Woody is in Irondequoit. Donna, South Wedge Donna, stays in the South Wedge. Big Steve, lonely, looking for some grind action. He's out in Brockport. Cody is in Pittsburgh. Armand is in Brighton because he says that they say empty nesters, whereas Westsiders say kids gone.
Kid free,
there it is. Christine is in Henrietta. Barber is out in Penfield. Mike is in Canandaigua. Mike E, very mean. Park Ave. And Pete is in Hilton. Are we ready?
I am ready.
I got a good feeling, bud. I got a real good feeling.
Well, you got a big
Oh,
ship.
Shut up. You could have picked it. You always go before me. Let's go. All right. Let's go. Ernie Clement jersey bring me good luck today.
Make it a face.
Greece.
Da-da-da-da-da.
I don't think we're going to like it.
Where they
Somebody is jumping back into Ben's hole next week.
Back in. No, you've never been in the hole.
I've been in Ben's hole.
No, you got disqualified.
No, I was in Ben's hole. I've been all up in Ben's hole multiple times.
No, we're not talking pre-game.
Got that?
Yeah. Well, I had to be careful.
They widen in Penfield.
Who got it?
Barber.
Man, barber in the hole. Watch that razor. Damn. All right.
I don't like when Barber wins. I like Barber a lot. He's a nice guy. We've met him a couple of times.
He nailed it.
Yeah, but good, good people.
He's got just such terrible quips when he calls the show about everything that's happened.
He's quipless.
All right. Congratulations, Barber.
All right.
Next week, you're in Ben's smelly hole. Yet another star. How many stars does Barber have? He's getting up there.
Let's see. Barber has four. So this would be his fifth star.
Wow.
So he's with me.
Yeah.
He's with both of us.
Yeah. He's tied with you guys.
Damn. Look at that.
And Armand is still in the lead.
Armand is still
leading. He's got six.
So Armand's got six. You, me, and Barber are at five.
Yeah, you guys are tied there in that second spot.
And then the rest of you peons are in the back. All right. Congratulations, Barber. Let's take a break. Yeah.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Example 748, why you should never take advice from Tommy Mule.
Whatever.
Because there's no chance you don't get arrested here.
I don't think you've done anything. You haven't done anything where you cause a problem.
Okay, let's say. Okay, let's
you're
say,
trying to solve a problem.
Let's say you don't get arrested. This company is a private company. They could tell you to go F yourself now, which they absolutely would in this
hey,
scenario.
Private company, why don't you come do your job?
Oh, that's usually how it works.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. In our last commercial break, Tommy pulls up a video online, and he goes, oh, man. He's like, yeah. Old man cheered for old man doing old man stuff.
Yeah.
Because this man is in an airport.
So the guy's trying to check in, and he's trying to check his luggage in, so he's at the counter inside the airport. And there's nobody at the counter on any of the stations. It's empty. And he's like waiting, and his flight, he's going to miss his flight.
Oh, no.
So there's
this is pre-security. Are you talking about?
Yeah, so this is when you just check in your luggage. Inside, but you're inside the airport.
Yeah.
So there is a PA microphone sitting right there. That mofo picks it up and starts calling somebody, says, can somebody please come? And he even says, like, the number of the desk. Can somebody please come from so-and-so airline? There's nobody here. I'm going to miss my wife and I are going to miss our flight.
Oh,
we've been here for 30 minutes.
Oh, no, it affects me.
30 minutes.
By the way,
nobody's there.
You know he made that number up. You know he was there for 7 minutes.
You can't post anything if it's not true, Pat. Okay.
You are arguing that he did the right thing.
Bro, you're going to miss your flight. Think of the money you're going to lose.
Sure.
Or you could get there earlier.
But there's nobody there. Do your job.
Maybe there was somebody there earlier.
Maybe there was somebody there earlier.
Okay.
Because I say the FAA will say somebody should be manning that counter at all times. What if a terrorist walked in?
Is a terrorist like a terrorist?
Well, that's what it's going to. It's going to blow your mouth off.
Is that a German terrorist? A Tavavist! The Tavavists are here! By the way, there's nobody at the FAA right now anyway. The government's shut down.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There is no way.
Yeah.
There is not a law against jumping on a PA system at an airport.
And by the way, he didn't like jump over the counter. Uh-huh. It was sitting right there. So he just reached over, grabbed the PA, and made an announcement. I don't think you. What security did
you
bring?
You're probably not supposed to go behind the desk, I would guess.
He just reached right there.
I will say it again. With all of the over
reaction.
Security at an airport. And fine, it's even a wrong way to put it because I'd rather be safe than
Absolutely.
I'm afraid to be too far away from my bag.
Thank you.
Your bag's right there.
You're going to tell me there will be no consequences from the law.
I'm saying there shouldn't be.
For speaking into a microphone, because you're not getting the service I'm thinking this hurt. What is he? I pay your salary. That's what you're saying.
Well, yeah, and he is.
No, you idiot. No.
You just want to bend over for the airlines. You big Pat one percenter. Man, just give it all to all the airlines, and I'll just wait here and miss my flight. By the way, what if that's a non-transferable, non-refundable ticket?
Probably
he's screwed.
Is.
Again, I would.
He's out $100, maybe $1,000.
I would need more information. Did he get there on time? Is he trying to push a type? I know how to.
Somebody. A representative of that airline
should
be manning these stations at all times. For the amount of money they charge to let that poor man stand there with his wife, and he's on the older side, for 30 minutes.
Not surprised by that, by the way. No way he was there 30. No way. No chance. I would argue. Did he say 30 or just make that?
No, he said, we've been waiting here 30 minutes. Okay. God
so
damn it.
So did we see the end result of this by any chance, or did we just see him pick it up?
Well, no, the camera had to be turned off as they hauled him off in handcuffs.
Yeah, they were pepper sprayed. No, I didn't see the end.
Oh, okay. Just curious. I,
that's all they showed.
All right.
No, listen to me and listen good, everyone listening. Yeah. Do not.
Here's a public announcement.
Do man, not good. Take any advice from Tommy Bule. Yes.
Just sit there and take it.
Okay. I need more information.
All he's asking for is help.
No, because there is
he's not swearing. He's not being mean.
There's a big caveat here. You're right. If this guy arrived an hour before his flight and he's waiting there for 30 minutes and nobody's there, I'm with you. I still wouldn't grab the mic because I don't want to get in trouble. Mm. But I am guessing based on the situation, in pure speculation, they will leave the desk when there are no flights scheduled to leave.
Because I've seen more people come when they're expecting like a larger crowd to come through at certain times.
So he is either.
Now I don't know if there's how many. Now I don't know if there's anybody behind him. Because I'm just getting it from his wife with the phone.
Okay, so either he is 4 hours early, which give me a break, or he's pushing it so close that they've already left the desk because the flight's about to leave the gate.
And by the way, if he's 4 hours early, all they do is tell you got to get there early. You know, you miss your flight.
You
got
to
TSA. And by the way, TSA right now they're not the happiest people.
Yeah, no kidding.
And so you better get there early.
That's the other thing. Like all the federal employees that work at the airport, the last thing I want to do is rock the boat any further. You're out of your mind, and you wouldn't do it. You ain't got the balls.
Have you ever missed a flight?
No, I always do the right thing.
You fly the plane yourself. I've missed flights. I've been jerked around. It sucks.
Wait, have you missed flights because of your own stuff?
Right, that's what I mean. Like, this is
always your fault.
You sound like my daughter when she was a toddler. Do you eat the chocolate? No. No, I did not eat the chocolate.
Like, it's one thing to miss a connecting flight because your flight was, it was out of your control. But, if you just simply didn't show up on time or didn't give yourself enough time.
You don't know that. You're speculating.
So
and by the way, we don't know if he still would have missed it anyways going through security. I mean, there are still other levels he has to get through.
I like how you always side with anybody that doesn't look like me.
What are you talking about?
Like, if he looks like me, oh, it's late, it's entitled, Tommy sucks.
Tell me it's not entitlement. Bro, if that was a 20-year-old kid that grabbed the mic, I would tell him he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Where the hell's he going?
See? Because if that was a 20-year-old kid that grabbed the mic, you'd be like, don't grab the mic, you're entitled ass.
Well, he's going to start doing evening at the improv on the goddamn microphone.
See, he's too young to even understand what that is.
Well.
They're all funny bones now. Joke's on you. No, man, I have a strict do not ever rock the boat at the airport policy.
Well, should be careful, but I mean, just requesting help should not be a shocking statement.
We've seen people get dragged out of cuffs in airport for less than what this guy did.
No.
Yes.
What? We have not seen somebody cuffed for less than that.
Less than that.
Like what?
Thought about speaking into a microphone.
Just thinking about it.
Yeah, he thought about it.
The thought police is jumping.
They picked it up. Yep, the dream police are going out of his head.
The dream police.
We'll wrap it up with Miss Chud Muffin.
All right, she knows.
She writes us on Instagram. Again, Tommy just saw a video of an old man who claimed he had been waiting for 30 minutes at the check-in counter at an airport.
Mm-hmm.
Going to miss his flight. He leans over to the PA microphone.
And says, can somebody please help us? We've been here for 30 minutes. Says the name of the, even he has the number of the actual desk.
What a dick. Miss Chud Muffin writes.
What's your?
Firstly, after 5 to 10 minutes of waiting, I would tell my husband to wait there and simply find someone myself by walking over to security or the information area for help. I would never hijack the PA system, especially.
Hijack the PA system.
I mean, you did have,
system.
If you had 30 minutes, you had time to go find somebody.
You're not going to Cuba.
She says they're being Karens. She does bring up a good point here.
What's that?
So she says she is Caribbean, so she refers to herself as a brown person. These white people?
I don't see color, Pat. He looked like me.
So, yeah, the whitest of white guys.
I'm very tan, and I am Sicilian.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.